One God, one aim, one destiny for all, one race. The human race.
Sexual.
Yeah. This is PR. PR.
PR.
Comes from the Shilpertutions Foundation. And from the prfounsels.org.
Now, up as a the top, or top the.
No, go.
Astronomers say they have discovered the smallest beef planet yet. The team of astronomers say it is the most beef-like planet they have ever detected. The National Science Foundation says it's an important breakthrough in the quest to answer the question, are we in Washington?
Which radio network programs do you rate tops? Great programming is no accident. It's long been a policy of this network to devote every effort to maintaining the highest broadcast standards. Whatever listening fare is for you, you can be sure you're hearing the best when you're tuned to
The Subgenius Hour of Slack.
It's time that we did something.
I know, because I've got a lot of idle time and I use it up sitting around with my feet on the desk waiting. But idle time can be as dangerous as a rattlesnake taking a sun bath. It's just a preliminary. The lull before the
Subgenius Hour of Slack
was going to keep me jumping around like a hungry flea at a dog show.
Bob shot him in the leg.
Yes, well, don't worry about it. I can take care of him when the time comes. Goodbye.
Hello there. I'd like to begin with a fact. It is this. I'm obscene.
The Subgenius Hour of Slack.
You will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that mother and dad eat well, but eat things you don't actually need. Remember that all members of a family must eat your clothes and pencils and one of those things. Make them eat your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth, before you go out to play.
Remember, friends, once again, keep you in...
Amazing, amazing.
And remember, you're always shedding and flaking with... Amazing,
amazing.
And remember, your friends need power-producing fiberglass only 3 times a year in normal use.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Bob... Bob.
Bob, it's good to see you. You look wonderful.
Tell me, Bob, where did you spend your vacation?
Well...
Gee, I feel sorry for you, Bob.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. I know it's not that big. Aren't you exaggerating a little?
Well...
Well, I guess you're right, Bob. Yeah.
With our American servicemen in many countries around the world, they have a wonderful opportunity to observe new customs and traditions. What might have seemed strange before is becoming pretty familiar to them. For instance, among the Mohammedans, to drink coffee with anybody is regarded as a sacred rule of hospitality, a token of peace. The berries are roasted over a charcoal fire, and the coffee is allowed to boil 3 times. It's thickly sugared and served in very small cups. All this is traditional among the Mohammedans, but as our servicemen have observed, it's simply their version of our mid-morning coffee break or our afternoon tea party or our cocktail hour. It's a time for friends to sit down and relax. It's a time for conversation with a cup of whatever beverage suits the individual taste. And this is true of customs and traditions of all countries. The way of doing things may be different, but the ideals are the same. So it is by observing these customs that our servicemen are helping to maintain goodwill with other people in other lands.
Good evening. And before I take your questions,
let me speak with the American people about the situation in Iraq. This has been tough weeks in that country.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower the TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
The Iraqi regime is a threat to any American and to threats who are friends of America.
The goals for this country are peace in the world, and the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
I mentioned early on that I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles.
We're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país is a gran país with great values.
For a century and a half now, America and Japan have formed one of the great and enduring alliances of modern times. From that alliance has come an era of peace in the Pacific.
So that's what there are some ideas, and my job is to think beyond the immediate.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb up buildings.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
These people are trying to shake the will of the Iraqi citizens, and they want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we left, the world would be worse. The world is better off with us not leaving.
I want to remind you all that in order to fight and win the war, it requires a expenditure of money that is commiserate with keeping a promise to our troops to make sure that they're well-paid, well-trained, well-equipped.
And the other lesson is that there are people who can't stand what America stands for and desire to inflict great harm on the American people.
See, without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the kick to our economy that occurred as a result of the tax relief.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
The law I signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass production.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
To encourage them to start a ministry which will find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
Coalition forces have encountered serious violence in some areas of Iraq. Our military commanders report that this violence is being instigated by three groups.
There's a lot of countries that have got a direct stake into whether or not North Korea has nuclear weapons. We've got a stake as to whether North Korea has a nuclear weapon. China clearly has a stake as to whether or not North Korea has a nuclear weapon. South Korea, of course, has a stake.
Listen, people join terrorist organizations because there's no hope. And there's no chance to raise their families in a peaceful world where there is not freedom.
It's in the interest of long-term peace in the world that we work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq. Secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact. You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Conspiracy theories abound in American politics. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs. We say to seniors, we understand how important prescription drug coverage. So prescription drugs will be an integral part of the Medicare plan.
The
frankly, mood of the world would have been astounded had the United States acted unilaterally in trying to deal with al-Qaeda in that part of the world.
You know, I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence. And the speeches I have given were backed by good intelligence.
Some of the other members of the crew are here as well. Where are they, Robbie? Where are the members of your crew? Well, they must have couldn't pass the security check.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
America stands for liberty, for the pursuit of happiness, and for the unalienable right of life.
You know, I was campaigning in Chicago, and somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or were in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
We're conscience of folks flying, you know, getting lists of people flying into our country and match them now with a much improved database.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life, of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. We can't get fooled again for once.
But we have some news. This is, I guess you could say, PR news. PR's bad. Columbus, while central Ohio was calmer during an unprecedented 3-day curfew imposed to stop a wave of tit-for-tat sectarian killings, Presbyterians and Methodists in Columbus say residents of religiously mixed neighborhoods continue to flee to safety across the country's ever-hardening sectarian front lines. Representatives of the Methodist Army, which is loyal to powerful Methodist cleric Floyd Smathers, say that more than 100 Methodist families have fled homes on the outskirts of the city, and some of them have taken up residence in area schools. Calls for unity and brotherhood issued by top Presbyterian and Methodist leaders were starting to be drowned out by their followers' demands for revenge, and amid finger-pointing by the leaders themselves. I don't want to be brothers with Presbyterians because they continue to kill Methodists, so it's very hard to follow the religious leadership in this matter, says Robert Red Johnson, a member of the Methodist Army, the militia which controls much of Columbus's sprawling northeastern neighborhood of Westerville. How can we give up our arms and keep quiet when bombs are still raining down? We keep our weapons and protect ourselves and attack anyone who threatens us. Killing squads have continued to break into homes in neighborhoods like Obetz, a Presbyterian-controlled area in the city's south that has sizable Methodist pockets, in West Jefferson on the western outskirts of Columbus, and near Circleville, another trouble spot just south of the city, murdering the heads of families and warning the survivors to move. Presbyterians, too, have been killed or scared away from their homes. In an upper Arlington neighborhood, a Presbyterian home was razed on Tuesday, the day after a family fled the area because of threats. The head of the family was arrested in the middle of last month, and when his name was announced on the Ohio Lottery Show, a common practice now, Methodist militias threatened the family. On Tuesday, Merle Edwards, a Presbyterian, was murdered by masked gunmen in his shoe shop in Grove City. His brother says it was a sectarian attack, since nothing was stolen. They burst in, told a woman to get out, and then shot him in the head, said Mr. Johnson. He was a good guy and wasn't involved in politics. No one but God can protect us.
The events of the past week appear to be accelerating what has been a slow descent into sectarian conflict since Governor George Voinovich was ousted in 1999, and make it unlikely that a government will be formed anytime soon. County elections were held December 15th, and a coalition of Methodist parties took 47% of the seats. But leading Methodist and Presbyterian politicians say it could be early May before a new government sits. Top Presbyterian politicians have boycotted talks with Methodists on joining a government since the Gahanna Shrine attack, which touched off reprisals against dozens of Presbyterian churches. They are demanding withdrawal of Methodist-led police units from Presbyterian neighborhoods before ending the boycott. Violence that has killed at least 400 people since the February 22nd destruction of the famous Methodist shrine in Gahanna has slowed but not stopped. Wednesday, a car bomb in the mixed Hilliard neighborhood killed at least 23. A smaller car bomb killed at least 3 people, and 3 residents of Groveport, a mixed town south of Columbus, were killed in a mortar attack. On Wednesday, Alvin Yoder, spokesman for the influential Presbyterian Clerics Association, held an impassioned press conference carried live by News Channel 6, in which he accused the U.S. and the Ohio government of complicity in Methodist militia attacks against Presbyterians and claimed the National Police attacked the home of the association's chief cleric, Harold Stevens. Some want a civil war in Ohio, said Mr. Yoder. The problem is with the Methodist leaders and with America. President Bush told ABC News Wednesday that he didn't accept the, quote, premise that there's going to be a civil war, unquote. But National Intelligence Director John Negroponte, a former U.S. ambassador to Columbus, told a Senate committee Tuesday that civil war could draw in Presbyterian neighbors like Cincinnati and Methodist ones like Pittsburgh and destabilize the region. If chaos were to descend upon Ohio or the forces of democracy were to be defeated, this would have implications for the rest of the Midwest and the world, he said.
But for many families, such turmoil has already descended. At 2 centers for Methodist refugees in Columbus, their managers, who say they are members of the Methodist Army, say they're caring for 70 to 50 families respectively, and that more arrive daily. Jim Hammond said that his blood ran cold when he opened his clothing shop last Wednesday and found a note from presbyters of the Upper Arlington Council. The note said, "We know you're connected to suspect families, so you have 48 hours to move. If you don't, you'll be killed." On Thursday, he defied the curfew and fled with his wife and 4 children to the Methodist area of Sunbury, where 70 other families are billeted at school. The Presbyterian-led insurgency has long aimed to promote a civil war, but so far, Ohio's Methodists, thought to make up about 60% of the population, have refused to be drawn in. But as conversations with Methodist Army members in recent days make clear, patience is thinning. "The Methodist tribes have been putting a lot of pressure on Foster to allow them to take revenge," said Julius Hilterman, who runs the International Crisis Group's Midwest Project. "The notion of revenge goes so deep, and they've been leaning on him. Indeed, more hot-blooded junior clerics like Mr. Johnson seem to be gaining ground. Presbyterian leaders have repeatedly blamed his Methodist army for reprisals, something Johnson's representatives deny," said Burl Peters, a baker and Johnson supporter. "Foster can't keep Ohio safe by just continuously talking about unity when there are all these attacks against us. Sometimes religious leaders guide events, and sometimes events should guide religious leaders." Oh, friends. Yes, yes, yes. We got an email in during that news report here from listener Artemia Salina, Miss Artemia Salina in Salina, Kansas, who said, quote, "I blame radical Amish insurgents from across the border in Pennsylvania and perhaps the Baptists from the south in Kentucky for fomenting this unrest. The border between Ohio and Pennsylvania is notoriously porous, being made hard to patrol because of the rugged terrain of the Allegheny Mountains." Yes, friends, and that news report was brought to you by I, Dr. Mr. Sister. Not me, but I, Dr. Mr. Sister. He's not really an I doctor, there's just an I. Yeah, forget it. Friends, it's terrifying and horrible, the world we find ourselves in, isn't it? And it's about to get a lot worse because we're going to go back to the cut-ups here and reports from Fernandinande Lemur and others by Norel Pref, as we heard earlier in the show. It yet continues on this Hour of Slack number 1042.
Shut up. Shut up, you. Hello? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, you. And you. Hello?
You're listening to the Hour of Love all day, all night.
CBS News. I'm Riddle.
Let's interrupt the program.
You're listening to the best of Bob. You're listening to the best of Bob.
The best of Bob. The best of Bob.
You jerk.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Best of Bob. Bob will return in a moment.
Put that on a carton. That was excellent. Carton.
You're listening to The Best of Bob. Now back to The Best of Bob.
All right, those girls there.
Stand by for The Best of Bob.
An annual marijuana festival. Pretty laid back.
Swing thing, day and night.
Take chemical-free, all-natural night-night at bed, and the next thing you know, it's morning. Night-night.
What's on your mind?
It's supposed to be funny.
Bob, this man is the President of the United States, and I really do appreciate if you could just be a little bit more respectful. I know his past. President of the United States. Regardless of whatever. It's one thing to hear you.
Shut up, for heaven's sake. You just keep going on and on and on, you jerk. What, do you want me to pretend respect when I don't have it? That's one thing I won't do. I have no respect for this person. I wish I could, but I have none. He conducted the sleaziest campaign I've ever seen in presidential politics. He didn't deserve to win the election. He's a cheat, he's a liar, he's a fake, he's a phony.
Now back to Crochet Today.
Think of covering it up.
My husband couldn't pound sand with a plastic shovel. Your husband's Bob.
Welcome to the unit, Bob.
Our new home. Are these the other members of the unit?
Bob did two tours in Iraq.
How can I contact him? You know, I think I'd like to talk to
Bob.
Now.
Well, you have lovely manners, Bob. How's she like the unit?
She just went down.
Bob's new to the unit.
Welcome to the unit, Bob.
Welcome.
Extended deployment with mules.
You're kidding me.
Mules.
You're kidding me. Kidding me.
We are to learn to work with mules.
May I tell you something about yourself as a member of the
Bob
audience? Based on audience research studies, you are well above average in education and intelligence. Your interests are wide, from world affairs and science to sports and show business. And you have one characteristic that's rather encouraging to me, and that's the fact that you are not easily persuaded by advertising. Now, the makers of
Bob
considered all these characteristics when they chose
Bob
to tell you about
Bob
of all leading filter cigarettes.
Bob
filters best. Now, if you'll try
Bob
with that in mind, I think you'll agree with many, many other thinking people who have changed to
Bob.
They find that it makes good sense to smoke
Bob
and good smoking, too.
America has a fascist Uncle Sam. Arrogant assurance, a conspiracy profound. The USA fascist state monopoly, blissfully indifferent. mine can be. The USA is the greatest fascist threat you see. Fascism is the USA murderous malice, devilish purpose, deception and lies. Embrace catastrophe. Conspiracy. Hell throughout the world will rise. I'm just a communist. Surely we can coexist. We remain in our homeland, cursed by grief and pain. Oh, destroy the government. Joe Stalin has black.
The following is completely secret and absolutely serious. It is the story of the universe.
The everlasting, infinite, universal...
Bob!
This is a tribute to Bob.
And who am I? I am just a nobody. For you are the infinite anti-infinity of matter anti-matter.
Hello, friends. This is Bob.
Vibrate, oscillate, modulate, homogenization, etc. Third dimension. Always think big, pure love. I love you. That's all, folks, for now.
His name is Bob. Oh, hey there, people, I'm Bob. His name is Bob. His name is Bob. Hey there, people, I'm Bob. Bob. His name is Bob. Hey there, Bob. People, I'm Bob. Hey there, people, I'm Bob. Bob. Bob.
Listen to this.
She said, don't tell me lies and try to please me. I've heard it all so many times before.
And I took her by the arm.
She said,
Bob!
Bob!
Now for a moment, let's consider an entirely different type of case. The case of Bob, one which shows how ambitious men can get ahead under our American system of free enterprise. When Bob graduated from high school, Bob was surprised to learn that this Bob Society had created a special type of life for people of his type. Right, Bob?
Well, life never was a burden.
In the first place, Bob's flexible. Bob can expand or contract. Now, Bob has gone far. Why not profit by Bob's example? Send a postcard care of this station to the Bob Society. Until last week, the Bob Light Society of the United Bobs.
Bob. To. Bob by a satellite.
People.
By a satellite.
People. People who know go to people who need to know.
Bob.
People.
Call now. And the lines are wide open for your calls to Bob. Come on in. Come on in. Well, Bob, it's been quite some time. Hi, Bob. The other Bob, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. And it's kind of amazing, Bob. We just fell in love with each other.
Yeah.
And you're double-minded. And to literally live your life.
Friends, the lines are wide open. We'd fill them up right now. Hi, this is Bob. It's Real Answers for Real Life. Live with Bob. Bob Answers Questions Conference with Bob. Bob will lead you. You're coming and you're coming. And now again. Here's Bob.
Bob, thank you.
I have a problems like being in something.
Well, it's.
Thank you. And I've been praying for your finances. Thank you.
And, that is good. And I know Bob will say the same thing.
Good. Thank you.
Bob, we're going to go to Denver. Bob, Denver.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just. Yeah. And that's just. It's totally...
Yeah. Fight and act like idiots.
Submission. To be honest with you, it's really not working for me.
It's just hard because the old flesh wants to do its own thing.
Am I interpreting that correctly?
Bob, a question.
Well, Bob, you know... Bob, we're, you know, it's going to be a wonderful time.
If you're a conservative Republican, you are in the Twilight Zone. Americans are under attack from
Vernon Robinson.
Attacking everything, mocking Americans, mocking holy matrimony. Homosexuals are mocking
Vernon Robinson.
The lesbians and feminists are mocking
Vernon Robinson. If you send me to Congress, I'll
burn the American flag and kill a million babies a year.
I'll send
the aliens
back to Congress. I approve of this mess. I approve of this mess. End of
homosexuals, lesbians, and feminists attacking
Congress. Send that back to the...
Today, the new age psychic journey into the metaphysical is a challenge. Inner voice therapy, and even an ordained for you to participate in all things today.
I think it's important that people understand
what we do.
Clairvoyance, whatever.
I like to do it.
Don't worry.
Oh goodness.
I'd like to talk to Bob. What's his number?
666.
Well, what do you know?
Hello?
Hello. Let me speak to Connie.
It's official, I guess.
It's official, all right. It's always official.
Right.
Thanks.
Come here, Connie.
How are you, Connie? I see you're beginning to look like Dumbo with a goiter.
No! Sticky. Get me fat!
Sit down, lover. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was a chair there. Yeah, thanks.
Three leading independent research organizations asked this question of 113,597 doctors. What do you smoke, doctor? Now, you probably enjoy rich, full flavor and cool mildness just as much as doctors do. And that's why, if you're not a smoker now, try a taste. See if rich flavor of superbly blended choice smoke isn't extra delightful. See if you too don't say,
hundreds of people smoked for 30 days. Not just a sniff or a puff. Day in, day out smoking. The sensible test. The thorough test. Yes, that's proof. You'll enjoy rich, full flavor from first puff to last. And you'll know why more people smoke.
Smoke and see.
Three separate bombs killed one Bob.
81% accuracy.
One of the bombs in a string of bombs in
Rumsfeld spread bird flu to the U.S. Get out.
At least four bombs today.
Oh, yeah? That don't make sense. That don't make sense either.
Right.
It was dusk when a taxi cab walked toward the lighted porch.
Cab.
Desperate housewives
having sex, you know.
Mix it up.
Snot.
Mix it up.
The big event. Sex.
Having sex, you know.
He has a job to do and I have a job to do and then...
Do something fun. Always stress. Curling. Really, really a cult following. A cult.
I'm breathing a little hard.
Here, yeah. That's good for home to hear too then.
Woo!
Nice.
No! Okay, that was a little creative. It really is, and it truly is.
Desperate Housewives.
Cult.
CIS.
CSI.
HDTV. HDTV.
Why?
Thank you, Norel Pref, for that amazing little cut up there. Before that, we heard a whole lot of the chops of Fernanda Nande Lemur, and also more Norel Pref. By the way, you can get music by Norel Pref from heavyconfetti.com and his cut-ups from norelpref.com. It's N-O-R-E-L-P-R-E-F. Oh, and the little Zappa Bob mixdown was by the good Gojrex. We're just assuming he's good, actually. He is probably a member of the Church of the Subgenius. And this radio show you're listening to is The Hour of Slack, the 1042nd episode, sponsored by the Church of the Subgenius and that man, J.R. Bob Dobbs. And friends, we've been playing reruns. It's unusual for us to come in and do a live new show this month because we're so busy. Yes, busy on Slack. On a new book. A real book. The kind you would see in book stores. Sort of like our old new books. The Book of the Subgenius and Revelation X. That latter is being reprinted by Thunder's Mouth Press, who are also doing the Subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bibliographon, the most beautiful, dedicated liturgy for that glowing beacon of Slack, J.R. Bob Dobbs. You can see the cover of it at blogspot.com/revstang, or just go to subsite, that's subgenius.com. And friends, for you real subgeniuses out there, subgenius is not spelled with an O. But in other news, the co-sub-founder of the Church of the Subgenius, which is that good, ugly, bad man, Dr. Philo Drummond, just got married.
Yay!
Remarried to a beautiful... Well, it's funny how that works. The highest of the Subgenius hierarchy, so to speak, as it were, has hooked up with a beautiful, a tall, blonde, blue-eyed performance art... Pagan. Sounds kind of familiar. Runs in the co-sub founder family, you might say. Anyway, Philo and Reverend Chaos Kitty got married last March 19th, and in fact, they are planning to throw and whelp offspring soon, filling the world, friends, helping to fill this planet with subgenii. Yes, the children of the Yeti, the blood of the Bigfoot courses through our veins. Little Bigfoot, they called him. Yes. So hail all Kens and Barbiemen for the great Philo and Chaos Kitty. And you can hear them actually on kpfa.org on Thursday night, Friday morning at like 3 to, what is it, like 4, 3 to 6 in the morning their time in California. And the other Subgenius, one of the other Subgenius shows, you know, there's also at WREK.org the two dual twin Subgenius shows of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, done by Reverend Susie the Floozy and the great Lymph Node Institute. Those are all these things are archived at the places I just mentioned. If you just aren't getting enough from Hour of Slack, there's WREK.org and KPFA.org. All of that information is available at the radio part of subgenius.com, where you can also hear about upcoming events. This doesn't benefit me, I just found out, so I can announce it here. Text Day. Not X Day, but Text Day. Not 7-5 this year, but 5-7, May 7th. Outside of Austin, Texas, at mysterious High Rock Ranch, the aptly named High Rock Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Run this particular text day, run by famous trickster of Loke E. Coyote. You may have seen that band at Starwood and heard them on Hour of Slack. In fact, if we're on long enough, that will come up. Now, I've got to listen, watch for calls from the Dave Brain. I hope we haven't missed it.
I've been keeping an eye out. I haven't seen.
You have. Princess no. Wee is here, and she has an eye out. I don't, really. I'm pretty distracted by all the little... there is. Perhaps that could be. Hello? Test.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Oh, now I can
now
hear
it's
you
good. Okay.
I was just so disturbed by everything I was hearing.
You think you were. I was really disturbed by what I wasn't hearing.
Well, I know one thing about the transmigration, the people with transmigrational concepts, you know?
That is what we were talking about.
I saw a few of them slipping across the Allegheny border just a few minutes ago, being chased by inordinate patrol and by the big police in the sky. So I don't know if they're going to make it to Franklin County for the final, you know, religious hoedown there. But things look pretty bleak everywhere.
Damn.
Yeah, it's the violence of today's world. I just hate to think, you know, what does this mean for the kids? What's it going to be like for the children of tomorrow?
What about the ones...
Much less today.
Yeah. The ones whose genes are spliced, too. What about their, you know, excess children that are going to be like baggage, you know? And then there'll be more schisms. I don't know if I could take any more schisms. What if the Church of the Subgenes schismatics?
Well, there's mitosis on the one hand and psychosis on the other, and it's like the schizophrenics are divided against the manic depressives, and I just don't know what to think anymore.
What about chronics?
I paid to know what to think, and it hasn't done me any good at all.
Well, I think once they get the big subliminal megaphones up and start beaming this stuff in, maybe people will start, you know, going for the blue star orgasm, whatever they call it, when you just accidentally go by yourself and won't want to commit robberies or shoot each other over ethnic or religious reasons, which aren't even real reasons, you know? I mean, as far as reasoning goes, there's so many reasons to kill people. And just because one of them's darker or goes to a funnier church than you is not. And who wouldn't want to go to the funniest church of all?
Well, Nenslow pointed out that there's been this argument about these two lines. There's a vertical line and a horizontal line. And if you place the horizontal line high up, well, that's what some people want if it crosses the vertical line up high. But if it's put down low, that's the other religion. And there's so many millions of people have died over the placement of where that line goes.
It's weird.
In one, it forms a cross, of course, and in the other one, it forms an L for Lonesome Cowboy Dave. And that's why the Stangists and the Davists can never be brothers and will always fight to the bitter death of end.
You are a heretic. A heretic and a...
And we will wash the bones of your mother's skeleton in 1,000 graves until you confess.
The Grand Inquisitor sat at his ruby throne after a bad spate of prostate urine specks. He leapt to his feet and cried out, "J'accuse! You stand accused of..." And then they'd run down all this big, huge list, and most of it was just like, you know, love of unusual, I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, in Dobbstown, on Judgment Day, all pay. They will all pay for what they have done, or not done, as the case may be.
The lack of interest rates have gone up, though, so they'd better pay quickly.
The poor investor will be called to the judgment.
He'll be beaten down.
The clumsy newscaster will be judged.
Also beaten down.
The rude clerk shall be judged as well.
Pounded
the rich and
one.
The poor. How much did they give to Bob? How much did you give to Bob, Dave?
$30.
Yeah,
$30. So far.
Well, that's real good. That's just great.
I'd like to give more.
Now I know you've given years of your life, hours and hours of your soul, but you know, what does Bob put in the bank, Dave?
He puts in his swollen, vacuous thoughts, his underwear.
Now, we know that Bill Gates hasn't thought about Bob in 15 years, but he gave us $15 million at one point.
Nope.
So who do you think's going to be in line ahead of you, Lonesome Cowboy,
but
and
Dave,
me,
but Dave
for that
wrote,
matter?
Dave wrote the Subgenius Anthem.
Sure.
What, doesn't that count for anything?
Oh, that counts for a lot. But in my book, in the Book of Mormon, in the Book of Scientology, sure, that counts for a lot. But in Bob's checkbook, that adds up to, it still don't add up to more than $30. Now,
it's true. It's not worth the paper it was on.
That said, that $30 saves Dave's soul and buys him eternal life. So I really wouldn't complain. Even though you may not be the most beloved of Bob, you're so much more beloved than people who never became Subgenius ministers that you get to survive while all the others perish, or worse. I hope it's worse.
To me, it's a parametric periscope. And as far as I want to go is as far as that blue horizon you were speaking about, the one where the line divides each way, you know?
Yep.
And you can see right through the crosshairs, and you shoot right through it. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to go to 12 millionth Stangy in heaven, or Philo-ish paradise number 753.
Well,
or
actually,
Dr.
the Stangian
Howell,
one
know,
is much better than the Philo one.
Well, all these different, I don't know, it reminds me of some absurd Islamist dream. These different heavens with these different extraterrestrials performing rude stunts and the buff and so
different
forth.
Different rules for different fools, but they all have rules, don't they? Every one of them has rules. Now, Church of Subgenius only has that one rule about what you can do if you can't take a joke with
in a
yourself.
World like, yeah. In
but
a world
that's
like,
our only rule. Everything else are mere suggestions. We don't have but the Ten Commandments. We have the Ten Admonitions and the Ten Suggestions and the Ten Thou Shalt Nots, we call them.
But there are also the Ten Fitful Frights,
okay. Yeah. I forget them. I can't remember them.
Well, that's subtronic. You know, it's something your mind wants to suppress.
I make the little kids learn them in Bob's Day School, but I can't remember them myself.
Oh, I'd love to see that footage of you doing that. I mean, what a beautiful experience
well,
for our
that's
list
been that footage
there.
Was subpoenaed, and I don't particularly want that footage shown.
Well, it takes
I'll have to move to Bahrain.
Well, it takes all kind to make kinds, not kind, to make a world, and Bahrain is just as easy as a place for a man like yourself as any other. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you're going to come up standing no matter where it is, you know, like it floats.
Well, Reverend Michael Jackson already had to move to Bahrain.
Oh, you're not going to strike up that acquaintance once you get there, are you?
Again. Well, it's been a long time.
Well, not long enough, you know, for some of the legal things going back.
Right, but see, it was the other way around. To me, he was the little kid.
Well.
Get it?
Yeah.
So, well, let's not go into that.
So
well,
to
we
speak.
Don't have to. I yeah, think the whole thing was filled right in with you being the dad and him being the little boy.
I have some news about the Bevilacqua custody case.
Oh, wow.
The judge recused himself when he became famous on the internet for being the Taliban,
in the category
basically.
Of things that should have happened a long time ago.
For taking the child away from the mother because the mother was a member of the Church of the Subgenius. That would have been worked fine if the mother hadn't gotten on the news. And I actually have the TV news report on that, in which they announced that the judge had recused himself. Next time I get fired from some job, I'm going to say, "Oh, I just recused myself."
You know, he was almost ready to need to hide himself, causing so much rancor among so many people.
Yeah, the rank squad was after him.
I mean, you think like, hey, this is a really cool decision. How about if I do X? And, well, it's not a legal program, so I'd better shut up. But still, I would say as a jurisprudent, he was, one of those bad words. Forget it.
I don't even know what jurisprudent, I mean, I would it even be?
Well, once again, you're a member of the Hellfire Club, and you have to wear panties and high-heeled stockings, even if you're a 78-year-old man, or especially if you're a 78-year-old man. In his case, he had varicose veins, and that was among the other sins that were recorded besides what he did to a fellow Hunan being, you know.
And such a good-looking Hunan being.
Yes, she is quite a lovely lady.
Well, I honestly think that that's what got him so worked up. When he was shown, when this judge was shown pictures of the mom of the disputed child, dressed that way at the Subgenius Gathering X Day, it kind of turned him on. And that, in turn, freaked him out and blew his mind. As Nenslow said, you blew his mind, chick. Chick. And freaked him out. And the moral of the story is, you've got to be really careful what you tell normals about your subgenius life. You have to present it in a way that they can understand without feeling stupid.
It is a true, unfortunately, non-satirical thing that there are so many countless people that you can rip out your ID card or perhaps different body parts you've had preserved and show them to, like, people at work and say, yeah, I had it down with Bob's testicle or whatever, you know, claims you want to lay. But one of these times you're going to be in the coffee shop and the elderly lady sitting by the restroom there eagerly looking both ways, and especially at you, she's taking it all down. Or she may meet you, and that smile turned to a frown, turned upside down, as right in the middle of the conversation means the cops will be there in a half an hour. So that's just life now.
That is majorly bumstacious is what it is.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yep. But now she's had her recidivistic incante, or whatever they call it in legalese, and she can feast on his liver or something? On the judge's liver.
Oh, well, the judge told her she couldn't talk about the case on the internet. Now, I'm not sure what that means. That means you can phone your friends. Hmm. They can put it on the internet, or does that mean you can't talk to friends who themselves might put it on the internet? But this judge actually told her that, and that made the internet. The fact that he did that made it even more interesting to the concerned Americans out there who were thinking, well, if a child can be taken away from her, from his mom, because the mom is in a strange religion, well, where does that leave us? Red China? Red Russia? Totalitarian Burma? Afghanistan under the Taliban? Or New York State under Judge Punch? Or all 10?
They sound like they're running close fifth and third behind each other.
No kidding.
Now, see, friends, if the Church of the Subgenius ruled the world, which was due to happen after July 5th,
was intended to also. I'm sorry.
We won't have religious conflicts like this because there won't be any other religions. And it won't be because we suppress them. It will because there's no one alive who believes in any other religions besides Bob. It's not because we're going to do anything. We're peaceful. We're the slack religion, friends. But we can't be held responsible for what Bob's friends from outer space might do to those who don't carry the blood of the Yeti or the card of the Subgenius Foundation in their back pocket. Or their veins, their collapsing veins.
Well, what if you had foreknowledge as long as your foreskin?
They cut
the world.
I still have my foreskin, but the foreknowledge is all. They took that when I was really little.
Well, say perhaps if you could project such a thing, and you were to be in a world where some dumb-ass-looking dude with a pipe had stumbled across the actual end of the world,
what a world.
And was trying to, well, he's trying to make a buck, but of course, he was trying to let people know, here's the exit, here's the door marked X and Dominus, you know, stage left. And what do most people do? They not only ignore it, but they laugh in your faces, all of your faces.
As if this Church of the Subgenius was a joke! A joke.
A coarse joke at best. Think of it.
Well, it is kind of a coarse joke, but... but that's not all it is! That's not all it is! Why must it just be... Why can't it be a coarse and silly joke and the one true religion? Because Look, we admit it's a joke. Doesn't that make it the only honest religion? Ironically enough.
Yeah, imagine there's no limit for acceptance. Think of it. I mean, you already screwed up, and therefore it is.
Yeah, it's getting pretty that's a lot of smart talk for me.
That's smart talk for me?
Yeah.
Well, I was having weird visions. It's all going to come to pass. I just hope it keeps going on. You know what I mean? Continues past me.
Well, I wasn't eager to relive the whole experience. It almost put me in the unhouse. Almost even erased me.
But what a paraphraser.
I was an InfoScan advo, and the advo's credo is tell the truth.
Especially if you're a born freaking liar.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, think of it. Or don't, please. But think if you had to tell the truth all the time and all you could do was tell lies. That would make your feet swell up, wouldn't it?
No, that would make you a subgenius radio personality.
Or perplexity.
Yeah. Well, when I was advertising the book that's not written yet, and I didn't mention the other book that's not written yet, that's only 40 pages from being rewritten for the final time, which is everybody's got a book right now. I'm doing the subgenius book, and Dave has a...
Are they all around 40, 50 pages towards the end, which are a large thump is in the rocket?
Yep, Dave's... Oh, are you at the part where the thump is in the rocket?
Yeah, where the stump is in the road.
Yeah, see, I haven't read that part yet.
But there's many bewildering, lovely ways it could go, you know, but the stump is trying to argue with me.
Yeah.
And it does, too, in our spiritual woods.
Do your characters argue with you, Dave?
They keep me awake at night. Do your characters?
Dave, I don't have characters the way you do.
You are a character the way you do.
Well, that's true. You got it that right. Dave, the show is almost over. We've got 1 minute left to go, and I have to say that you're listening to the Hour of Slack. Well, the listeners are. You, Dave, are not.
Well, I can clear it here, Lee.
He can hear while he speaks.
Well, I have the sinal implant. My sinus, I'm hearing it right through the middle of my forehead.
Multi-talented.
And friends, if you need more, like I said, subgenius.com. There is an O in com, but it is not in subgenius. Or subgenius. Subgenius, man. Us.
Oh, there's
versus them. That's what it's all about. Or what it's all a satire on. I still don't quite.
You would have to. I think you should accept the geniuses, because then they are two subgeniuses if they're dumb enough to spell it that way.
Right. If they're dumb enough to join the Church of the Subgenius, then they must be, in fact, a true subgenius and not one of those mensaic so-called geniuses. Of course, but the whole point of this thing is that intelligence has been completely misdefined by a bunch of bookworms.
Speaking of intelligence,
it should be measured by the length of a man's mighty morals, which are located somewhere below the waist and in many cases below the knees. And we really do have to get out of here, because there are nicer shows.
Well, we also do have to worry about the 20% who do send in for information about the Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, yeah, the ones who aren't online.
Who are not true and smart online.
That's right. Well, you can write to Bob at post office, or Hour of Slack, at post office box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. And thank you, Dave.
And thank you, Reverend.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Princess, from the bottom of my shoes.